Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Behind the Israel-Iran conflict, there are human and spiritual realities at stake. Then a simple gift helps Bibles for China invite kids and their families into Christian community. We'll explain what we mean in just a moment. But first, as of Friday, Iran's retaliation for Israel's October 26 missile strikes on Iranian military sites was yet unclear. But according to Iranian leaders, a strong response is coming. Lana Silk with Transform Iran calls attention to the human and spiritual aspects of the escalating conflict.
As Christians, the first thing we need to remember are people, not the rules, not the politics, just people, and be praying as the Lord would have us pray for people, people in Israel, people in Iran, who are going to pay for all of this, even though they didn't start it and they're not going to get to finish it.
Silk explains the next generation in Iran hasn't bought into the lies behind the mantras death to America and death to Israel that school children have to chant every day.
And we saw that in the protest that happened 2 years ago after Mahsa Amini's death. All the young people who were brought up in this regime were turning that chant on its head and chanting death to the dictator.
No matter what happens next, Silk says Christians need to remember gospel truth in a world that's quick to judge some people innocent and others guilty.
We are all at the mercy of God for the sins in our own lives, and none of us are innocent until we come to Jesus and are covered by his blood. Everyone in both countries is needing a savior. Let's pray that they find their savior. Let's pray that they're protected in that journey until they get to Jesus. Let's pray for God's will to be done.
Next, here's the latest on the ongoing Raymond Koh case from Malaysia. Pastor Koh was abducted in 2017. His wife, Susanna, has been in a legal battle for years with the government. In a hearing last month, she was supposed to receive another report from a special task force. It's far from over. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA explains.
It seems like what the government is doing is they are trying to blame an individual who was a contract worker in the special branch of the police, rather than saying this was a government action. They're going to try to paint the picture of, well, yeah, that guy did have a police contract, but it was just him. He's a rogue officer. It wasn't a systemic thing.
The government is claiming it was not a forced disappearance in Koh's case, since they didn't outright deny Koh had been abducted. There are more details in the full story at our website, but there's something each of us can do now for a brother and sister in Christ.
I would encourage people to pray specifically for the judge in this case to have wisdom and discernment and courage to stand up and say, no, this is not about what the government wants. This is about finding out the truth.
And we know that children's Bibles can be a helpful tool in teaching kids about God, but one ministry sees them as an opportunity to invite families into community. Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says they're awaiting a shipment of Mandarin Ergemeyer Bible storybooks to North America so that a network of pastors can distribute them to families who've had to leave China for one reason or another.
And our goal is to distribute these Bibles to ministries that are reaching out to the diaspora and making them available as an evangelistic tool for people who come to the United States and still have Mandarin as their heart language, whose kids are still speaking Mandarin, as a way to introduce the gospel to them.
By reaching out with a tangible gift, Bibles for China hopes to draw families to a place of safety and truth within Christian communities shaped by the gospel.
This is a gift that we give to you if you will commit to reading it with your children on a regular basis in hopes that it would also sink into their hearts. And then be a tool, again, for the pastors who are reaching out to these families to build a connection.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.